Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, it's loud.
Oh,
hey,
sorry.
Hey. Dear Lord.
I love that music.
Does anybody else have problems with contractors? Am I the only person? Am I the only person?
Yeah, it's pretty calm.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just finally flipped out on the guy. I go, just bring my cabinet door back. You guys.
You know, the word on contractors is when they're working on your house is that you have to go through maybe three or four before you get anything done.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not me?
No, they leave halfway through a project or make appointments and can't show up.
2 months! He's always had my cabinet door. 2 months this dude has had my cabinet door with nothing.
They always have the perfect excuse. I'm working on another project. You're not going to look into that, right?
Right.
So, dude, yeah, it's very common.
I even said, you know what? You're dumb. You're so dumb. This is what I said last night to him.
Called him dumb?
I said, you're dumb. I could have said really great things about you on the radio station, but you're just dumb.
Oh, that's a good card to play.
It's a dumb.
Yeah. Stupid.
And the good news is I'm not evil, so I'm not going to slam the bejesus out of your company.
Who was it?
I'm not telling. God, just irritating.
Come on, right, I won't say. Write it down.
Yeah, write it down. Write everything down. Anyway, I wanted to apologize to you.
For what?
Because I have been, like, I don't know, I've been topping you, and I apologize. It's just weird.
What do you mean topping me?
You know, with a better gun club, better golf place, all that stuff.
Well, I don't feel that way. Now, if you join another colonoscopy club, and that really probes much better than mine's probing, then I'm going to have a problem with you.
Hey, speaking of which, when do you get your plaque checked again?
A week from today.
Oh, okay.
I'm going in for the screening. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, do you feel like that you've got your plaque down?
Well, here's what I did. You know, you got a minute? Can you make a sandwich? let me explain
all right,
something.
Let me go.
I went to the doctor.
All
I've got plaque. Okay, I got to go on a low fat diet, which I haven't done. And then I got to take this medication. The medication had those withdrawals. I mean, not withdrawals. Those symptoms.
I
right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Headache. Nausea. What was the other one? I was getting fatigued.
Fatigued.
Very fatigued. Yeah. Lethargic. And so I stopped about a week and a half ago, and I feel so much better.
You
I feel
said
so much
that,
better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's really working, stopping that medication.
Dad, did you make a sandwich too? Because so far we're just at the medication stuff.
Yeah, I have my sandwich ready.
Okay.
You already ate it.
Well, I wasn't going to say
make another one.
That.
Make another one.
We'll make
okay,
a
so
right.
Anyway.
So I'm going to see what my levels are when I go in next Friday.
Okay.
That was
I
cut it?
It
short.
Wait, what?
Well, I cut it short. I felt like that you guys don't want
to
hear it.
No, because, wait, you didn't even get to the good stuff. I said, do you stuff? Feel like your plaque is down? And then that's what I thought you were going to tell me about.
I don't think so. How would you know?
I don't know. I just thought, are you eating?
I feel better.
Okay.
No, I'm not eating good. You know what I ate yesterday?
Oh, dear God.
A whole box of Fruit Loops.
What?
A whole box.
Dude.
Family size.
No. Yeah. Are you lying?
No.
With milk or without milk?
With milk.
You ate an entire box of Fruit Loops? That is nothing but sugar.
I had a bowl. That thing was the size of a tub.
That's just sugar.
I ate the whole thing.
You ate sugar.
All I had yesterday. It's all I ate. Just not looking good for next Friday, is it?
I think your plaque's up.
That's what I had yesterday. The only thing I ate.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably fine.
Fruit Loops?
Yeah,
if
that's the
Fruit
only
Loops.
Thing you ate, you're probably good.
It's the only thing?
Yeah, that's fine.
Knocked it off by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Didn't eat again, Sean.
Keep it up.
Somebody said this. Oh, so wait. So you're going golfing to get you in shape? Have you seen all the guys at a golf course? They're all fat.
Yeah. Not if you walk.
I don't know how to walk.
Yeah, take a cart. Just walk.
I took a cart to the range.
By the way, I looked for a Fitbit yesterday at my house.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
We don't have one.
I thought you
I
had
thought
two.
We well, she's got Apple Watches and stuff like that.
Okay.
She doesn't have a Fitbit.
No.
No, because I'm going to walk tomorrow when I play in my tournament.
I know.
And I was going to see how many I racked up just to compete with you.
Doesn't your phone track your steps?
Yeah, I think certain apps do.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, my phone doesn't.
Yeah, it should.
Phone doesn't. You have to have an app that does it.
Well, yeah, but it should be on your phone.
Why should it be on my phone?
Because it comes normally on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
No, mine doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe it's the Android thing. You guys, you iPhoners probably don't get the option.
Can I do this?
Yeah. It's Android rock.
Why don't you just make another sandwich, Jamie?
I love Fridays.
Oh, look, we're out of time.
It seems like it. It feels like it. All right, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tom Brady says that he's still trying to improve his throws in football. Number one.
I think definitely try to improve. You know,
really?
I feel like after all these years, there's a certain feeling you get when you throw the perfect pass. And I'm sure that's like that in a lot of other careers. But when you're really on and you're nailing it, you just want to repeat it.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
You know what? You're Jimmy Kimmel. You're doing a national TV show. It's May. Not even close to football season. Don't you book somebody besides Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I mean, what a waste of TV time. Is it not?
So wasteful.
Do something that...
Of TV time and stuff. He even talks about how he keeps in shape when he's not playing football.
Who cares?
I feel like I always want to be ready to go, so...
What, just in case they start the season early?
Maybe, I don't know. But I feel like, you know, I can actually go enjoy myself if I feel like I'm in game shape and ready to go.
Interesting.
So it wouldn't take me too long to get ready, but to have the, you know, ability to do that in off season and keep things sharp is so important to me.
Aren't you so great, Tom Brady, always being in shape and crap? Stupid.
Who sits and watches that? Unless you're from Boston.
Tom Brady's so great. He's even in shape right now, just ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great. Cardi B says that because she was once a stripper, it really helps in this new movie called The Hustlers that she's doing with J-Lo.
I had to be in this movie. All the actress in the movie, I could tell them, like, no, this is how it goes.
What?
Huh?
What?
What?
What the hell was that?
What?
I have something embarrassing to tell you about your idol.
Who?
George Clooney.
What about George?
I want you to sit down for this. Oh, wait, you are.
Now, if you don't know, I look like George Clooney. I get it all the time.
Looks just like him.
Quite confusing for most people. But I'm a big George Clooney fan because I get compared to him. So, I'm sitting down.
He's like your spirit animal.
He really is. He really is. I feel like I'm George Clooney doppelganger.
Right. And me too. Looking right at you, I'm just like, whoa, George.
I get it all the time.
George Clooney. Oh, this is hard. Says his wife, Amal, has banned him from riding motorcycles ever again.
Say what?
Oh, my God.
She's put her foot down and he's listening? Are you kidding me?
George Clooney has been banned from riding motorcycles by his wife.
George effing Clooney is being told what to do by his wife?
Yes.
He and I are nothing alike.
Oh, please.
Yeah, you wouldn't see me doing that.
Right.
Nobody tells me what I can and can't do. I'm a man.
Yeah. Isn't this embarrassing?
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing, Jamie.
He said, I got into a really bad accident on my motorcycle. Remember when that happened? I hit a guy at 70 miles per hour on my bike. I got launched in the air. And so that's it. She said, no more. I can never ride a motorcycle again.
Yeah. Boy, that's so not only embarrassing, it's just disappointing. Oh, by the way, I can't run by the Mirage to bet the horses tomorrow. My wife won't let me. She said,
hey, oh, did she
we
hear?
Don't have the money for
did
it.
She hear?
Yeah.
I knew you.
Wait. I'm just like Clooney.
No, I thought about that. I thought, why are you saying that you're going to bet the ponies? You know she's going to be mad and tell you you can't. I'm like, why are you saying it on the air? I knew that would happen.
This
to
is
you.
Really bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm,
lies.
I'm really busy tomorrow. I don't have time to go over there.
This is embarrassing. George
is
Clooney
embarrassing.
Says his wife has banned him from riding motorcycles. Now, on the good side, at least all you men know that you're not alone out there. You know what I mean? Even it happens to even George Clooney.
I know what a mall said to him, too. I do.
What?
She always, here's what women do. They bring up the kids. It's not fair to the kids.
Mm. Oh,
what if something happens to you?
They need their
the
dad.
The kids, yeah. Who's going to be daddy when you're gone because of that motorcycle?
Oh, hold on. My son's calling. Hey, buddy.
We have a show to do.
Real fast. Yeah.
Mom, are we out of bread?
Okay.
I'm out of bread.
I love you. Bye.
House.
Hey.
Are you out of bread?
Yeah, that
bye.
Was a drag this morning.
Do you know
when
what time lunch
up.
Is?
No bread.
Yeah. No bread?
Yeah, I had to have a sandwich on a hot dog bun.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. It's a salami sandwich.
Okay. I like the hot dog bun.
Yeah, but
I really do.
You have to cut the salami in half to get it on the hot dog bun.
Yeah, you got to make it fit.
You can't fold it.
Yeah, it's really.
It's my
candy.
It comes first. I'm sorry.
We're just chatting.
Yeah, we're talking sandwiches.
What are we talking about? Sandwiches? Sorry. You know he comes first. Sorry. It does. He needed something. That's all fine. You would take a call if you knew it was your kid and stuff?
Oh, my kids don't come first. I have a job to do.
Oh, my God. Wow. And then finally for you, you're such a tool. And finally for you, did you guys watch it? Miss USA last night.
No, I missed it.
Oh, you did?
Who won?
Sean, did you watch it?
No.
Did anybody watch it? I don't feel like
I don't think it's on network television, is it?
I bet it is. So, probably off.
I have no idea.
He wouldn't be able to watch. It's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Host Vanessa and Nick Lachey reveal who it is, who the Miss USA is. It's number six.
And now, Miss USA 2019 is North Carolina.
Congratulations, North Carolina. Take your first walk as the new Miss USA.
That's what Nick and Vanessa Lachey are doing now?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good career builder.
I didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I think that these perform worse than the award shows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so without bad, right? Yeah. Miss Carolina is your new Miss USA.
By the way, I've not seen any numbers on that Billboard Music Awards from the other night.
Oh, yeah,
I'm wondering if that thing was really down. Sean, can you investigate for us? See what the ratings were? Investigate for us.
All right, I think I'm done. Yes, I am. There you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.